Okay, Chevra, as we begin, as we are about to kick off, really, a new cycle of Chamishei Chumshei Torah with Bereishis, I just wanted to mention a maral that comes out at the beginning of his parish on Rashi. I remember when I was in Shalavim, we had a shir from Rav Yehoshua Harman. Rav Yehoshua Harman is the one who put together these big sets of the maral, these big blue sets of the maral with these massive footnotes. He is the mechaber, he's the author of all those footnotes. He's known as one of the world's, I would say, masters, let's say, in Maral. And he gave us a beautiful shir. And I remember after the shir, I went over to him and I asked him if I wanted to begin learning Maharal, where should I begin? Many people start in Tiferes Yisrael. Many people begin in Netzach Yisrael. I said, where is the best place to start? And he said, most people actually have it wrong. You have to start in the Gor Aryeh. You have to learn the Maral's Perish on Rashi Al HaTorah. He said the Maral lays down many, many principles and fundamentals and yesodos to the thought of the Maharal. And he says, first learn that, then you could begin to learn his other Sfarim. So he even sent me a list. It was very nice of him. He emailed me a list of Iker of key Maharals to do on every single Parsha. So if you take a look at the very beginning of Chumash Bereishis, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Eis HaShemayim Ve'Eis HaAretz, Rashi says something. It's a pretty famous Rashi. Rashi says, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, lo hayatzarich lahaschil es haTorah ela me'achodesh zelachem, she mitzvah rishona shenitzdavu Yisrael." Rashi tells us that the Torah should have started with achodesh zelachem because that is, after all, the first mitzvah in the entire Torah. And Rashi answers in a little bit of a surprising fashion. But Rashi says that the Torah starts with creation. It starts with Bris Olam. Why? Because it could be that one day the Umos Olam will say to the Jews, "Hey, you guys are a bunch of robbers. You conquered and you stole our land. But it belongs to us. Give it back." And now, because we have Chumash Bereishis, we can say to them, we can respond that really the entire earth belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created it. Right, we see that in this week's Parsha. And he can give it to whomever he decides, you know, whoever he sees fit. And he gave it to us, so it's ours. So we have a response to them. Now, it's a little bit surprising because, you know, I would have expected Rashi to say, why do we start with Bereishis? Why do we start at the beginning? Why do we have Sefer Bereishis and not just jump to Achodesh Zelachim and Parshas Bo? So I would have expected Rashi to say, we need to learn about the history, the ancestry of the Jewish people. We need to learn about the development of the Jewish people. We need to read and internalize the stories of the Avos and Imahos. Maisa Avos, Simin Labanim. We need to learn the Musar from the Avos and Imahos. But instead, Rashi's answer is that it's preemptively arming us with a response to the Umos HaOlam when they say, "I, Eretz Yisrael, Israel is really ours." And we say, "No, it's not. Hashem created it and he gave it to us." But before getting to Rashi's answer, which in and of itself is fascinating, Rashi's question is assuming that the Torah is first and foremost a book of mitzvos. It's a book filled with commandments and directives which instruct us how to live our lives as Jews. And that premise is not dismissed in Rashi's answer whatsoever. It's almost like, you're right, in a Chanami, the Torah is a book of mitzvos, but we need to have a response to the Umos HaOlam. So if you take a look at the Maral in Parak Aleph, Os Aleph, again on the very first Rashi, he tells us the following. Even though there's not a single unnecessary story in the entire Torah, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, so again, even though there's not a single unnecessary story in the Torah, the word Torah implies the mitzvos of the Torah. The word Torah is related to the word hora. Shahare lashon Torah, hu lashon hora, lahoros lanu hamaisa asher nasa. The purpose of the Torah is to teach us what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to act. The Maral happens to note that this is why Toras Moshe is called Torah, while the Divrei Nevi'im is called Kabbalah. Again, it's called Toras Moshe. Why is it called Toras Moshe? Because Moshe's Torah was and is Lidoros. It's eternally relevant. Whereas a Nevuah is something that's received by the Navi to pass on to his specific generation, based on the needs and the times, and the strengths and the weaknesses of that particular door, of that particular generation. And therefore it lacks the same sort of eternal relevance as Toras Moshe does. But if you take a look at the Sifrei Maharal, as Rav Harman points out, the Maharal really defines the word Torah in three different ways. The first one is, like we just said from the Gor Aryeh, that it's all about mitzvos. The Maharal writes this as well in Nesiv HaAmuna Perek Beis. One of the Sfarim of the Maharal is called Nesivos Olam, where he discusses Torah, he discusses Tefillah, he discusses Amuna, and other midos as well, like Anava. And he there, too, in Nesiv HaAmuna, discusses Torah, and he says, Torah is Milashon Horah. And he says the following, Aval Torah Shi Lashon Horah, Masha HaMelech Gozer Umore La'am, Masha Yasu Umashu. Excuse me, Mashalo Ya'asu. Whatever the king commands us to do, we as his subjects must do. We must abide by those laws. So on a very basic and fundamental level, the Torah is all about mitzvos. However, if you look at other Sfarim of the Maharal, he says a little bit differently. If you take a look in his Drush ala Torah, which is very often printed in the back of the Sefer Ber HaGola, he writes that the Torah is about much more than fulfilling the commands of the king. It's not just about doing the actions. Meaning, if it's simply mitzvos, it implies that there's just like the simple command coming from the king, and all the king wants is for you to fulfill the command. But that's not really what it's about. I mean, that would imply like a sort of Adon and Eved relationship, that the master is telling his servants to do X, Y, or Z, and he doesn't care about the servants, he just cares about them completing their job. However, Hashem wants us to do more than just fulfill the mitzvos. The Maharal writes that Hashem wants us to understand every facet of each mitzvah, not just to fulfill it. There's a chachma that comes from studying the mitzvos. There's an elevated das. There's a higher level of intellect and seichel, a refined way of thinking that comes from studying the Torah. The Torah, again, comes from Milashon Horah, but Hashem wants us to learn and understand, as the Maharal writes, the Sichlius Shebhem Vehachachma. He wants us to understand the wisdom that's laid in the mitzvos. Don't just do the mitzvos, but understand them, internalize what they're about, and then perform them based on these understandings. So says the Maharal, the Torah implies two things. It's understanding the mitzvos, learning about them, and then using that understanding to fulfill them. So far we said two things. In the Gor Aryeh and the Nesiv HaAmuna, the Maharal says, it's pasha just to do the mitzvos. We learn Torah. Torah is all about mitzvos. Then the Maharal writes in his Drush al Torah that it's a little bit more of an elevated performance of mitzvos, and that elevation is based on our understanding, our wisdom, our chachma of those mitzvos. And again, that elevated das should inform the mitzvos. We're able to perform the mitzvos at a much higher level because we understand what they're all about and what they mean and how they connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's number two. Number three, though, is found in the Nesiv HaTorah. The Maharal writes in Perek Aleph at the very beginning of the Nesiv HaTorah, based on Pasuk and Mishlei, that the word Torah is Milashon Hora, again, what here means to show. Meaning, it's not about the inherent chachma in the Torah. It's not about the refining effect of the Torah and how it helps be mezachich, it helps refine a person. It's not that. But rather, it's the Torah is showing us a way. What does that mean? Says the Maharal, that the Torah can help us get to the tachlis ha'acharona. The whole purpose of the Torah is to help us get where? To help us get to Chayu Olam Haba. The Torah is to be Mora Derech LeOlam Haba. So we see three different understandings of the word Torah within the thought of the Maharal. Number one, it's mitzvos. Number two, it's Chachma, a higher level understanding of those mitzvos. And number three, the Torah is really the roadmap to Olam Haba. So Rav Hartman explains in the footnote here that this isn't a contradiction at all, but it's really three sides of the same coin, I guess, three sides of the same triangle. Rav Hartman explains that the meaning of Torah and the study of Torah within the thought of the Maharal is to perform mitzvos and fulfill the Ratzon Hashem with an understanding so that we can reach Olam Haba. Again, we learn Torah, we study Torah to perform mitzvos. But those that performance of those mitzvos should be done with an understanding. And when we fully understand what the mitzvos are all about and how they can connect us to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, through the performance of those mitzvos, we can reach Chaye Olam Haba. So that's a little bit in terms of what the word Torah means in the thought of the Maharal.